as our Redeemer. Answer: Christ as our Redeemer executes the offices of a prophet, of a priest, and of a king, both in his estate of humiliation and exaltation. His state of humiliation being that he became a man. God came down to this earth wrapped in flesh and accomplished the law. His exaltation being his death, burial, and resurrection. As he said in the Gospels, if I be lifted up like that serpent would be lifted up in the wilderness, I'll draw all men unto myself. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again this morning, Lord. Help me as I open your Bible this morning, Lord, and teach these things. Above all, may you be glorified. May our Lord Jesus Christ be exalted this morning. Help us all. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Turn, if you would, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. And first, what I want to speak on this morning is Christ, the better prophet, the better priest, and the better king. Now, in the next few weeks, we're going to be taking each one of these individually, priest, prophet, and king, also looking at his exaltation and his humiliation. But we're just going to go through like a brief little study of it this morning, kind of an introduction. Hebrews chapter 1, let's look at verses 1 through 3. It says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in the time past unto our fathers by the prophets. God always spoke his word and his will through his prophets. Hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, in upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. You could see here that he is better than a prophet. He was the perfect sacrifice. And that the sacrifice was accepted. How do we know that? Because he was raised from the dead and he sits at the right hand of the majesty of God. The perfect man who accomplished the demands of the law on the behalf of his children. Look also while we're in the book of Hebrews, to Hebrews chapter 2. Look at verses 9 through 10. We could see a little snippet of his humiliation here. Verse 9 says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. That was the point which he came for, to die. Crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. I belong to him because he bought me. I have no standing whatsoever except him. Acts 17:31, because he hath appointed a day in the which when he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, talking about God the Father having ordained Christ, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead. We have assurance in our salvation because as he was raised, one day we will be raised as well. This corruptible will put on incorruption one day. Romans 5:10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, his exaltation. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Not only his death, but he accomplished the law in our place, his life. And we'll see that further in these studies in the weeks to come. how not only his death, but his life, acting as a priest, acting as a prophet, acting as a king, how he accomplished all those things in himself for us. Luke 24:27 says, "And beginning at Moses," meaning the law, "and all the prophets, he explained unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself," talking about Jesus speaking to others. We have pictures in the Old Testament, types and shadows, that Christ is the fulfillment for. In John 5:39, Jesus says this. He says, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life. But they are they which testify of me." Simple explanation for that. Jesus was saying that you think that through the keeping of the law and all the ordinances that you can attain eternal life. But what he was explaining here, he says, all those scriptures are pointing to me. The priesthood, the sacrifices, the law. It's me. Turn, if you would, to the book of Matthew. Let's look at chapter 12. We'll see here that he is a better prophet. Look at verse 40 and 41. "For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." There's gospel in that scripture right there. "The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas." And here's the key right here. "And behold, there is a greater than Jonas here." Jonas representing the prophets. Jesus, a better prophet. On the Mount of Transfiguration, God the Father said this about Jesus. "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." We can see also here in Matthew 12 that he is a greater priest. Look at verse 4 and 6 of the same chapter. 4 through 6, excuse me. Actually, start in verse 3. "But he said unto them, Have ye not read what David did when he was a-hungered, and that they were with him? How he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath day the priest in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless?" Because they're not supposed to do any work on that day, but the priests still had their duties to take care of. Verse 6, "But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple." The temple being a representation of the priesthood, because that's where they conducted their work, that's where they conducted their duty. "And behold, there's one greater that stands in your midst right now. His name is Jesus." Look at Matthew 12, verse 42, and we'll see he is a better king. Same passage and text. Jesus speaking here, he says, "The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here." Solomon being the direct son of David, the second to sit on the throne after David. "And behold, there is a greater than Solomon here, a greater king." Look at Luke 24. And we'll close with this scripture. Luke 24, starting in verse 44. And we'll see that Christ is the fulfillment of these. And he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Being the prophets, being the priesthood, being the king. "Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, This it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things." Christ is the fulfillment of the Old Testament tabernacle. He is a better Israel. All the things that we see in the Old Testament, the book of Judges, he is a better judge because he is truly righteous and perfect. His judgment will be pure. It will be clean. He is a better king. He is a better priest. He is the true fulfillment of everything that was spoken of in the Old Testament. And if you don't know this Jesus, I pray that you would come to him today. Amen. Father, thank you for the day. Thank you again for all these beautiful and wonderful promises that not only you wrote them down, that if we would do such things, we would receive blessing and not curses. But thank you above all, Lord, that you came and accomplished what we could not ourselves, and that you've empowered us by your Spirit to be obedient to your will and to be obedient to your word. Please help us more in this, Lord. Grow us by your grace. Help us to have a heart, Lord, continually looking to you. Your scripture says that whoever has set their mind on you, that you would keep their heart at perfect peace. Help us to keep our minds set upon thee and thee only. In Christ's name we do ask. Amen.